that was socializing. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jenkins Church. I am Jackie Fuqua, for those of you who don't know me. I am worship leader this morning and also the outreach ministry leader. So welcome all. This is such a beautiful day to be in the house of God. Amen. It's cool. It's sunny. It's just perfect. Okay, our announcements. Questions for the pastor. So for the past month, we have been talking about this while Jason is out on sabbatical. He should be getting his brain all ready for these questions that we are going to be sending to him, whatever they may be, deep, fun, or just something you've been wondering about. Let's stump the pastor. So he will be back in July and start answering these. If you have a question, put it in the offering box. You can put it in a text or an email to the church, and we'll be sure that it gets to Jason. No choir practice in the month of June. I know I heard an amen from the choir on that one. So they have had a little sabbatical during the week. They're still here with their beautiful voices on Sundays to lead us in song. Happy Father's Day for all of the men joining us in person and online, whether you're a father or a grandfather or someone who may be filling in for a child that needs a father figure. Thank you for all that you do for your families. Online prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, you can text it or email it to jenkinsprayer@gmail.com. This is for prayer requests as well as praise reports. Send those in so that we can get them to Liz for later in the worship service. Any other announcements? I just want to, again, thank everyone. As the outreach ministry leader, I just want to update you. We have had 4 families come to us this month for food needs, which is the most we've ever served in a month before. So thank you for your tithing and offering and willingness to help with this. I assume as the economic times become more challenging that we may see even more people coming to us for help. So I thank you for allowing me and this church to serve others. Anything else? Okay, so hold on, I've got all kinds of papers up here. Our call to worship, if you will please rise. Well, okay, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? Prayer of invocation. Dear Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you bestow on us. Good friends and family, a place to worship without fear, food for our bodies as well as our souls, and air conditioning. We take these things for granted, but hopefully we never take you for granted. You are always with us, guiding, nurturing, healing, and comforting. Help us to be more like you in that respect. Continue to help us help others in these hard times of economic stress. May we be a light for others in their time of darkness. We do all of this in your name. Amen. Our song of praise. Sing praise to God who reigns above. Number six. I was going to say, this says 6. That says 56. Number 6 in the hymnal.
Good morning, church. Sing with us as we praise the Almighty Father.
God, 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 God,
Been given a little thing, an explanation of what the scripture of assurance is about. People go through hard times. Oh, this is from Romans 8, 38 and 39. People go through hard times. Life has a way of doing this to all of us. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this verse, had been through lots of trouble. Unjust persecution, famine, false arrest, shipwreck, threat of murder, and so much more. Yet he remained confident in the truth that God's love knows no end. There isn't anything that we have done, should have done, or that's been done to us that can keep God from loving us. His love is constant and unstoppable. Know that the Lord is with you today and loves you beyond measure. Our scripture of assurance? Is that what's next, Liz? Where's Liz?
It was that in the next. You know how Jason gives an explanation after?
Oh, I was supposed to do it after?
It's perfect, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, our scripture of assurance. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Let's sing again. I know it's Father's Day, and so we did pick up at least one song that's got the word Father in it. We're going to sing as we celebrate our physical fathers and fathers in our families and other father figures. We do want to continue to praise God, the Almighty Father, who is our role model. So.
This is we come for our offering. We have options, since we are still not taking offering in church, for online in the box in the back, to JenkinsCP.org. You can text give and or send cash or check. And we are very thankful for all of the offerings that we have been given, especially since we've been able to help four families just this week.
This month
so far. So, and again, we know that we will have more to come. So, Ms. Julie Beaumont is going to read our scripture.
Our scripture today comes from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. The word of God for the people of God.
Praise be to God.
Next, we have special music by Julie Lux singing the Lord's Prayer.
On this Sunday morning, when we're all so thankful for our fathers, let's also be thankful for the Father of us all, our Heavenly Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be as we forgive our debtors.
but lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you, Miss Julie, and Miss Julie, and Miss Jackie, and Mr. Jim, and Miss Melanie, and Mr. Phillip, and everybody. So, good morning. You get to hear me twice in a month, so probably will not happen for a very, very long time. But 14 years ago, on Father's Day, I gave the message. Back then, on Father's Day, all the women of the church led the entire service, and I gave the message. So when I found out Jason was going to be out, I asked if I could do Father's Day again. And he said yes. And that since he was 6,000 or would be about 6,000 miles away, that I could do a Father's Day sermon, even though we know that he doesn't like to do Mother's Day or Father's Day sermons. And y'all, this sermon stuff is hard. So I don't know how people do this all the time. But so there is a reason it has been 14 years. And I always thought that Father's Day would be a really, really good day to talk about our earthly fathers. But then I realized not everyone had a wonderful experience growing up with their father. Some fathers have passed away. Some fathers were or still are not in the picture. Some may have not been the nicest. But then we have some that were and still are the best fathers out there. So I decided that my message would not be about our earthly fathers. And also decided to reuse some of the message that I had done from 14 years ago, videos and all. So when Teresa asks if you have a sermon title, kind of put on the spot, and if you're used to doing that, you know, Jason would probably be able to come up with one pretty fast. So the one thing that kept popping into my head was, Father, may I? And as I was working on this message, you know, I keep typing out things and then would sit and reread and at some point just wonder how on earth preachers honestly do this every single week. And now I know that why it has been 14 years. And then I realized I had not asked for guidance for the words to pour out. So I stopped right then and prayed. I hadn't asked for help or reassurance from the one that I would be speaking about. Eventually, all my ramblings and deletions and copying and pasting made some sense. That I cannot do this alone. We don't have to do life alone. So my title is like the game Mother May I. Do any of y'all remember that? Okay. I asked Lou and he's never played it, so he's the odd man out. So if you remember that game and the rules, everyone started on an even playing field in a straight line. And wouldn't that be fantastic if in the secular world, we could all start out on an even playing field. You had the mother, or sometimes they would say captain or father, who was in charge, and they would call out a name and have them step, leap, jump, hop, etc. How many ever spaces forward they chose, and then that person would ask, Mother, may I? And the mother would say, yes, you may, or if they decided, I don't want to do this, no, you may not. And similar to Simon Says, if you did not say, Mother, may I, you would get sent back to the starting line. The mother may have even just had her instructions go back to the starting line as part of the game, and you would start all over. But in the end of the game, whoever made it to the mother first was the winner. And now that I think about it, you could have played a lot of favorites with that game to have your person make it to that first. So the game got me thinking about our relationship with Jesus. Do we always ask, "Father, may I?" or some resemblance of the question before we do something or make big decisions? Are we turning to Jesus for guidance and help when we should? Do we get sent back to the starting line in life if we have done wrong or gone down a rocky path? What if someone is better than me or does more good works than me? And there are so many rabbit trails that you could go down, but I'm not going to do that to you today. In the game, you are the winner once you have reached the mother. But as Christians, we all win the game, and Jesus is with us every step, forwards and backwards. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to be with him. One of the wonderful things about being a Christian is that no matter what we do, no matter how far we think we are behind, no matter how many times we feel like we have to start over, we all win, and our prize is eternal life. There are no favorites. There are no, "You did wrong, so you can't join me." We all win. I try to be independent and make my own decisions, but if you ask Lou, I can't make a decision to save my life. I always ask others for guidance and always want reassurance. I want to make sure I am making the right decision because I am terrified of making the wrong one. And I realized while working on this message that 9 times out of 10, I ask everyone else, but I rarely pray and ask for guidance from Jesus. If you were here on the Sunday in May where you heard me speak about goals and dreams, there was one part I mentioned that I had not trusted God to get me through something I had prayed to have been given. Because once I got what I wanted and had prayed for, I was like, "Thank you, I don't need you anymore." I got what I wanted, but I did not continue to lean on and ask Jesus to help continue to guide my steps and figure out how to make it through. Looking back, I realized that was just a point in my life where I wasn't moving forward, or maybe in some ways was moving backwards. But regardless, I was still on the path with Jesus. Even though I put Jesus on the back burner, he still loved me. And isn't that the most amazing thing about Jesus' love? It never goes away. We don't have to ask, "Father, may I," to be loved by him. I don't know about you, but in my life, I have heard several people say they fell away from their faith. They didn't think Jesus was listening to their prayers because they were not answered. They didn't feel close to God. How could Jesus love them with all they had done wrong? I can't step foot in a church or I will be struck by lightning. Have y'all heard those? And I know that there are many more. But if we look back at the scripture of assurance, it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." No matter what we have done in our lives, even when we have put Jesus on the back burner or do things that we know are not right and ask for forgiveness later, you know, "Do it now and I'll ask for forgiveness." What is it? There's a phrase about that. But Jesus never, ever leaves us. He didn't say life as a Christian would be easy. We know it's been hard and will be hard, but we can't stop turning to Jesus to get us through. He is carrying us when we are down in the deepest pit of despair and we think we are alone. He is rejoicing with us when we are happy. Nothing that we have done, can do, and will do, nothing will separate us from his love. No matter how many steps we have taken backwards or forwards, or even if we've crawled all the way back to the starting line, Jesus is there. I like to use some video type illustrations in my messages sometimes. And the first video I'm going to show you is of Derek Redmond in the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. And while you're watching this, kind of see how does this earthly father show the love of our Heavenly Father. To me, it is symbolic of how there are times we think we are in this world all on our own, and something unexpected happens that literally stops us in our tracks. But Jesus is always right there to carry us through. He gets us to the finish line. The second video is very similar to the first. A son asked his father, "Dad, will you take part in a marathon with me?" The father, despite having a heart condition, says yes. They went on to compete the marathon together. Father and son went on to join other marathons. The father always saying yes to his son's request of going through the race together. One day, the son asked his father, "Dad, let's join the Ironman together." To which the father said yes. And for those who don't know, the Ironman is the toughest triathlon ever. The race encompasses three endurance events, a 2.4-mile ocean swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride, and ending with a 26.2-mile marathon along the coast of the Big Island of Hawaii.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who taught the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Redeemer lives, all of creation comes to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring the victory.
Compare these two relationships, or these two videos, to our relationship with Jesus. One starts out on their own and stumbles, and the father comes to his son's side and helps him cross the finish line. In the second video, they ran the whole race together. In each example, both cross the finish line with their father. There will be times when we feel like completely giving up, that we can't go on anymore, that we can't do the race anymore, but we can because we are never alone. Amen. Jim.
Thank you, Liz. I think we're going to have to order some more tissues for the sanctuary. I'm surprised to find the song in here. I'm not sure if everybody knows it very well or not, but I'm not worried about singing the notes. Like everybody, just pay attention to the words and sing those as a prayer. Just think about that. This is Come Let Us Worship and Bow Down, hymn number 14. Please stand.
Come let us worship and bow down.
time for our prayers of the people, and we had one come in from Tammy Judkins. Please pray for John Judkins. He had knee replacement surgery last week and is at home recovering. So are there other prayer requests or praise reports? Oh, Julie, yes.
Please pray for my friend Donna, who they found a tumor in her kidney, and she is going to have either partial or complete kidney removal.
Okay, Julie's friend Donna. Are there others? And listed in the on the bulletin sheet is the prayers for our friends for this week. So please continue to pray for those and those who are still listed in their prayer requests. We bow our heads. Lord, we are so thankful that you are our Father and that we are able to come and worship you and that we have assurance that no matter where we are, you are with us every step of the way, that you do not leave us. And that we will have eternal life with you in heaven. We pray for all of the fathers today that have passed, that have, that are still here, that they are blessings to our families, and that we are blessings to them as well. And all this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, the Lord's Prayer. So sorry. Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And for the benediction, go in peace, and go in love, and go knowing that Jesus will never leave your side.